movie.
Good afternoon, it's Andrew Jobling. This is the High Performance Show on Saturday the 12th of September 2009. And what a lovely day it is here in sunny Melbourne, and spring is in the air and we're really moving towards some wonderful weather. This is, as I said, the High Performance Show, the show that really is developed, or, you know, we're really here to help you get a little bit more out of your life. And so we have inspiring high-performing guests on every single week, and this week, as always, is no exception. I'm very lucky and honoured to be in this studio with Mr. Greg Watt. G'day, Greg.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm exceptionally well. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. Greg, before we get into really sort of giving you a grilling, we're going to just share the Greg Watt story with the listeners.
Oh, really?
You okay with that? We are indeed. Now, listen, so Greg, you've actually done lots of stuff, haven't you?
I've done a bit.
Greg's owned his own building business. So he was a carpenter and a builder and all that sort of stuff, so very creative. He's worked in the live theatre industry. He is currently a successful business owner with his gorgeous partner, Lynn. And but his passion is not building, and it's not necessarily live theatre either, is it, Greg?
No, neither of those really.
No, but his passion is music.
Absolutely.
And Greg is one of the members of the band called Hotel Jaco. And Hotel Jaco are a very successful band. He has, I'm sitting here looking at a CD called Hotel Jaco. It's called Fall Arrest. And on that are lots of great songs. We're going to play a couple of them today. And Greg and the band write all their own music. They write all their own lyrics.
We do.
So, wow, lots of stuff. And you've got a new CD coming out in November.
We are going into the studio to record in November a new CD that hopefully will be out for Christmas, and you can all stick that in your Christmas stocking.
Absolutely. So, Greg Watt, welcome to the High Performance Show.
Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Andrew Jobling.
Mate, I hope you feel honoured to be here, because we only have high performers.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, you've got the right guy.
I have indeed. So, mate, listen, and this is something that I do every week. I have to warn the people that come in to the studio, because this ain't no free ride, mate. We're not just here to blow your trumpet and pump up your tires.
I was afraid of that.
Although we will do that, but that's not why we're here. We're here to get inside your head.
Oh, my God. Excellent.
Yes. And what we're going to do is, mate, we're going to dig out gems, because you've done lots of stuff, and we're going to explore that stuff over the next 55 minutes. And the goal is really to find some little gems, some little lessons that we're going to share with the people listening, okay? Because, as I said, our goal on the High Performance Show is to help people just get a little bit more out of their life. Because I know for you, because obviously we're very good friends, and also with you and your partner, Lynn, we've known each other for quite a while, so I know that you're someone that's willing to settle for average.
For second best.
Not willing to just have a life that you just sort of get by and get, you know, you're someone who's really striving to live your passion, which is largely in music, but I also know you have, you know, Lynn also is a passion of yours, and travel and just enjoying the good life, yeah?
Absolutely. You only get to go around this planet once, depending on what you believe, and I want to make it a good trip around.
God, mate, you better start believing in something that brings you back a few times.
Reincarnation?
Yeah. Okay. Go reincarnation. I'm all for it. So, first question, mate. Building. How did you get started in the building industry?
Like most things, I guess, or with most people's careers, I kind of just fell into it. It was the first thing that I actually did outside of school. I went and actually did some work experience building, and my dad was a tradesman, so it just sort of naturally progressed that way. But, yeah.
And did you enjoy it?
I did initially, like, you know, it was great just being away from school and not actually, you know, making money. That was a really new concept. But the process of building did excite me. I was always sort of pretty creative kind of person. But yeah, like with anything, I guess you start to, if you're doing something that you like too much, you start to actually think of it more in terms of a chore rather than something you actually like to do.
Okay, so it was something you really enjoyed when you started, but then it became, well, it was obviously your sole source of income, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
And so because what you're saying is you had to get up and do it every day, in and out, whether you like it or not, whether you felt like it or not, you sort of tend to lost that passion for it a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, anyone out there that actually builds for a living would know, you know, that first house that you're involved with that you actually build, or that first project that you work on, it's really exciting because it's new, but then you sort of get to that end of that first one and you have to go do another one and another one. It just becomes repetition, and something that you actually enjoy doing really does become like a chore.
Okay, so here's our first lesson for the day. I love this, mate. We've been going less than 10 minutes. Less than 10 minutes, and that includes the opening song and a bit of, you know, bull coming out of my mouth. But we've also got our first lesson, which is if you're really passionate about something, ideally you want to do it without the necessity to make money from it.
Absolutely.
And I know, and we're going to talk more to you about your band, because that's a real passion of yours. And we had this conversation earlier that is something that you have decided that's not something you're going to have to rely on for your income.
Yeah.
Something you can do purely because it is a passion.
Yeah, that's it for me, absolutely.
Brilliant. So how long have you been in, you know, let's talk a little bit about your music. How long have you been getting into that side of things?
Without getting specific about age.
Mate, you're a young'un.
Yeah,
just, young at heart.
Yeah, eternally 27. From the time I left school, pretty much, is when I got involved in music. I didn't really do it that much.
So at 5 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years ago. It was a pretty early starter. No, it was pretty much as soon as I left school, about 17, 18, that's when I really sort of started wanting to learn music and get involved with
it. So we're not just talking years here, oh, we're talking decades, aren't we?
We
mate?
Are talking decades.
You can't be that old. I don't believe it for a second.
It's really hard to believe. Actually, a couple of years ago, I had my biological age tested and it was 27, so I'm holding true to that.
Good, mate. Good
that's
work.
That's where I am.
And we'll stick at that and. You know, they wouldn't lie.
Absolutely.
Would not lie. And tell me about your first gig.
Very first gig. Oh, it was pretty spectacular, actually. We entered a Battle of the Bands competition way back when and ended up playing my very first gig, first song on stage in front of about 3,000 people at an outdoors event, which was quite terrifying at the time, but wow. Exhilarating at the same time, which
I can
was
imagine.
Great. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, it was... a moment in time.
That's good. Well, we're talking a lot about your music, or we've started talking about your music, so why don't we treat the listeners to one of your songs off the CD? And the CD is called Fall Arrest. The band is called Hotel Jaco, and we are actually going to play track number 2, which is Trific.
Trific,
so,
indeed.
So, Greg, before we do play it, give us a little bit of background of this song.
Look, it's my brother wrote this song. My brother Andrew, who's the lead vocalist in this band, and he's pretty. I don't know what he was thinking at the time, but
was he under the influence of some sort of mind altering substance?
It could have been. He's got children. I like to refer to this song as like an adult version of a Wiggles song. So that's kind of where it ends.
Well,
up.
We like Wiggles.
Yeah, absolutely,
we like it. Okay, so this is Hotel Jaco with Trific.
So profound, feel my name and then he shouted aloud. I said, words good enough, a feeling so profound. Feel so good, like I'm walking on clouds. I said, words good enough, a feeling so profound. Light my flame and then you do it again. I said, I can't keep my feet back on the ground. Jumping at a ride, and I just wanna turn it around. When you gonna be the one to set me free? I'm taking it, you're doing it now. Where you gonna be the one who's gonna make it when you gonna turn it around? I ain't gonna be the one who's gonna shake it. I'm taking it, you're doing it now. You, I do it again. I'm with you.
Masonry Hospital, 93 Bay Street, Brighton, provides expert care and assistance for all animals needing medical attention. Brighton Veterinary Hospital is proud sponsor of Kaleidoscope on 88.3 Southern FM.
This year, Victorian Year 11 students will receive the Street Smart Handbook, a free survival guide to help tackle life's big challenges. The Street Smart Handbook gives teenagers clear, down-to-earth information that helps them make educated and safe choices. The Street Smart Handbook is not afraid to confront issues that teenagers want and need answers to, such as drug abuse, eating disorders, managing money, buying a car, and it's all in the one handbook. Street Smart, an initiative of the Police Citizens Youth Club and Countrywide Media, the official publishers.
The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Southern FM, Saturday the 12th of September. My name is Andrew Jobling, and I don't know why I just have to keep doing this, but I have to give my special radio voice about this time. It is currently 16 minutes past one, and it is a beautiful day here in Melbourne, coming at you live from 88.3 Southern FM. Sitting here in the studio with Mr. Greg Watt, who we just heard his band, which is Hotel Jaco, and that's, Greg, that's your brother. He's the lead singer, isn't he?
It certainly is, yes.
And you, so this is a bit of a, because we were just chatting there in the break, and you were sort of saying that really none of you have got a formal training in music.
No, we all sort of just at some point in our lives decided we wanted to play an instrument and never really went and had lessons as such.
So you taught yourself?
Yeah, we're pretty much
so self-taught. You're basically a group of blokes.
Yep, bunch of blokes
sitting around once at the Arvo.
Yep.
End of footy season, nothing better to do. Thought, let's start a band.
Pretty much like that.
And now your brother really is the only one with any sort of singing background. You mentioned that he was... Does he want this mentioned on air, do you think? Are you going to get in trouble if we talk about this?
Yes, but I'll do it anyway.
Do it anyway, mate. Yeah, do it anyway.
It's a brotherly love kind of thing. Awesome. He was in the National Boys Choir. When
really?
He was one of those...
Mate, that voice doesn't sound like a voice that you'd find in the National Boys Choir. Is this before he's...
It broke.
What's your brother's name?
Andrew,
look, sorry, mate. Sorry about all this, but you just have to wear it, mate. I'm sure you've given Greg enough grief. Is he older?
He's younger, actually.
He's younger?
Yes.
Oh, you've just been tormenting him his whole life then, haven't
Pretty
you?
Pretty much,
and it's going to continue.
And I have the power at the moment as well.
You have the power, mate.
Cause I'm sure he'll get back at me.
He might send us an SMS, though, during the show to tell you where to stick it. But anyway, let's get back to... Okay, so you... did we talk about live theatre?
No, we didn't.
Because you then went from... I'm just interested in your progression from... Okay, so you're building career, you did that for a while, and you lost a bit of interest because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, building, you know, it's got to be pretty tough.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not...
Especially for those guitar-playing fingers of yours, mate, calluses, and you've got to get your fingers pristine. So you decided to make a move to the live theatre industry. Tell us about that move.
I just really got to a point in my life where I was just, like you say, pretty much over the whole building thing, and thought I'd like to do something that kind of combines my skills that I had with passions, which was arts and music.
Yep.
So I ended up working in the live theatre industry, just got in at the ground level sort of area, looking after historic buildings pretty much, because most of the live theatres in Melbourne...
When you say
historic.
Got in at the ground level, were you sweeping the floors?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
mate.
Absolutely. But
at least you didn't go below ground. We had to, like,
into the basement.
You know, all the skeletons. Because I reckon there's have to be a few skeletons underneath those floors of some of those old theatres, mate, because they've been around a long time, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. Well,
someone
the Princess Theatre
down there once and just never got out.
The Princess Theatre's got a renowned ghost in there called
really?
Federici. Yeah, they did a documentary on television last week about it, actually.
Federici.
Yes.
And what is Federici? What's he all about? Is he an actor?
No, he was an opera singer in the early 1900s that died on stage giving his final note, and ever since, you know, there's been rumours of and reports of various things happening within the theatre.
Have you had any signs yourself that there might be some supernatural activity?
Yeah, well, look, you know, I don't like to mention it for fear of persecution, but...
Mate, you may as well do it. Your brother's going to hammer you anyway, so
absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, there has been times, yeah.
Tell us, mate. Come on.
4 o'clock in the morning, I was up in the grand circle of the Princess Theatre.
What were you doing there at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, we had tradesmen coming, and I had to get there and turn the lights on, all the rest of that jazz. And I knew that I was the only person in there, and I'm walking past the seats, and I've stopped. And you know when you brush past something and you hear that noise?
Yes.
I was standing there, it's dead silent, middle of the auditorium, and I heard... And... Totally freaked out and ran out of there screaming like a girl.
You need a Ruby. You need to call Scooby-Doo. He would have fixed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're still working in the live theatre industry, aren't you?
I am.
And one of the benefits there is free tickets to shows. And that's good. That's good. But really, your passion's music, right? That's where your heart and soul is. That's where you want to be. That's what you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a great story because I love the fact that, you know, you've just decided to do it and you've done it. Like, and obviously there would have been in the early days, and this is what I love talking about, you know, people that make decisions to do something, they're really not qualified necessarily to do it.
Mm.
And you would have had people saying, what do you mean you want to be in a band? Like, you're a builder, mate. What's the story?
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the challenges and obstacles and maybe negativity that you had to overcome.
Well, firstly, not being able to play anything at all was pretty much a challenge.
That's an obstacle.
It was pretty noisy in the early beginnings. But look, it's constant throughout, especially with any band or musical endeavor. You always, for every one person that might like it, you're always going to have 20 that don't and tell you that you can't do it. And it's you've got to just get down to a core belief of what you want to pursue and just follow that through and not take in any of that external criticism for what you might be doing.
And and I guess one of the positives and the benefits of the thing that's helped you is working in a group.
Mm-hmm.
means you've got each other that you can cling to, because I know we were speaking to Tyler Batoli a few weeks ago, and she's pretty much a solo artist, and she, you know, like, that's a tough, I guess that would be a bit tougher on your own especially when you're 17 years old. But you guys, you know, I know you've got a really strong bond. Obviously, there's some family connection there. And tell us about how that sort of helps and keep your dream going and the passion going.
Well, one of the things that I really love, whenever we get together, you know, and we do it not by choice, it's almost just by accident, we'll get together and talk about what it would be like if. Imagine if, and it's almost like, you know, you're dreaming out loud, and it's just a conversation. But just having... four people essentially with the same common goal and wanting the same common thing just gives you actually, you know, a bit of an armor against any external influence that might sort of detract you from that.
So tell us a bit more about the benefit of working in a group. Like, I mean, because we had a bit of a chat before, you mentioned a few things. What are some of the things, how do you complement each other and how do you keep coming up with new stuff? How do you keep yourselves up? How do you, you know, keep yourself focused on, you know, when you set a goal, it's obviously easy to get knocked off track. How do you keep yourselves going?
Well, I guess it gets down to, first of all, the fact that there is a core belief. But as a group, there's you know, we all respect each other. Have each individual has their own sort of talents that we don't try to detract from, and just respecting each person's. Got some. We're kind of the ultimate democracy in a lot of ways. I mean, everything gets thrown on the table, but you just tend to not knock anything down, rather than, you know, if your first instinct is, oh, I don't really like that, you actually instead hide that instinct and go with the flow for the good of the song or the band or whatever you're actually working on at the time. So that's probably one of the major things for us, I think.
And I guess the other thing is, I mean, because you're not always going to be all up at the same time. Like, how many are you in the band?
There's four of us.
Four. So it's unlikely that all four of you are going to be all fired up all of the time, because obviously there's other things that are happening in your life, other challenges and stuff. So I guess that would be a benefit. You're able to, you know, lift each other and encourage each other and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, and you sort of ride off each other's moments, and you know, I'm very fortunate in the fact that the other three guys in the band are really talented guys. So you know, if somebody's got something that they can bring to the table that's exciting and new, everybody else might jump on that. So
yep.
You feed off each other's highs and lows.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good. Well, it's about time for our top five for the week, and because there's a bit of an entertainment theme, I thought about trying to do something along those lines. So I've come up with top five movies, and I think I know you're saying movies. What's movies got to do with anything you're talking about? Nothing really. But I tried to do it with songs, and I couldn't quite get it. So I'm looking for top five movies that have a message, and Greg and I came up with five. And these are movies that, you know, because I like watching movies and listening to music that is uplifting, and I think that's really important from a personal development and staying focused and positive point of view. So five movies that Greg and I would recommend you go out and hire because they're really good. And the first one is a movie called Coach Carter.
Absolutely.
I know you've seen that one, Greg. And I'm not going to go into the theme because we could be here all night talking about it. But Coach Carter, the message there is, you know, it's really about making a difference in other people's lives. You know, that is a fantastic movie. The next one is a movie. This is just a fun one. It's called City Slickers. But it has one. There's one scene in it which is incredibly profound. And it's about finding that one thing that's really important to you that motivates you. And I know, Greg, your one thing, or I mean, you've got more than one thing, but one of your one things,
one of my ones,
is music.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's the thing that really get. So finding that thing, and that gives your life meaning. Knight's Tale is a fantastic movie with Heath Ledger, and the message there is really about teamwork and the power of sticking together and working as a team, which obviously we've spoken a little bit about already. We can't go past Rocky.
We played the music at
the start of the show, but Rocky really is about, the message is keep getting up. You're going to get knocked down, get up, persist, keep going, because at the end of the day, anything you want is possible if you just keep going. And the last one is Shawshank Redemption, which is an amazing movie,
an incredible movie.
And there's so many messages in that movie, but the one, Greg, really the one that sticks out is really it's about hope, isn't it? It's about never losing hope for a better life or what's out there. So what we're going to ask people to do, the competition is to SMS to Greg and I on 0414973315, SMS a movie that really has meant something to you. What's the movie and what's the message? Okay, so SMS the name of the movie and the message that you got from that movie that's had a profound impact on your life. SMS that to 0414973315. That's 0414973315, or call the Southern FM studio on 9583055. We go now to another one of Hotel Jaco's songs, and this one's called Have You. Is that
correct,
right, Greg?
Now,
tell this one won an award. Tell us about this one.
This was a song that we recorded last year, and we entered it in a competition, and basically it was selected by Mount Perisher for their Perisher Blue ad campaign, which they used throughout the year. So it was a panel of esteemed judges from Channel V and various music industry people.
This is an award-winning song from Hotel Jaco, and it's called Have You.
I sat down and contemplated life once or twice. I'm Rex Hunt. Here's a product I really believe in. We all use it, can't live without it. What is it? It's water. Now, I told you it was a great product. What else has so many uses? Drinking, swimming, cooking, washing, and of course, folks, fishing. But here's the thing. I don't want to sell you more of it. I'm asking you to use less and keep our waterways clean. Otherwise, it'll be, yibbida-yibbida. That's all, folks.
The future of water is in our hands.
Everybody. Australia ignites with Helmut Lotti's 2009 national tour. Don't miss the smooth vocal talent of this international sensation and his Philharmonia Orchestra in this not-to-be-missed event. Helmut Lotti plays the Palais Theatre St Kilda, Friday 2nd of October. Tickets through Ticketmaster on 136100 or book online at ticketmaster.com.au. Sponsoring Southern FM.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
This is 88.3 Southern FM. My name's Andrew Jobling. This is the High Performance Show. We are very lucky, privileged, honoured. Oh, there are expletives that I could use to have, you know, that would express my gratitude to have Greg Watt in the studio with us. Greg, you've actually, I hope your boss ain't listening, because you have snuck away from work early, haven't you?
I have
you should
indeed.
You should be working, but you've snuck away early to be here today, so thank you very much. And you are someone who is really, would you describe yourself as exceptional?
Of course. Like your good self.
Good. But I think one of the most important things for people to understand is, I mean, you've done lots of stuff. You know, you've been a builder, you've owned your own business, you've worked in the live theatre industry, you've got a band that's very successful, you play gigs all over the place. You're also running a very successful business with your partner, Lynn, and we'll talk a little bit about that shortly. And you look at that and go, wow, this guy's done so much. But, you know, really, you're doing pretty simple stuff, but you're just staying focused, yeah?
Yeah, consistent focus.
Focus on what's important to you.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about, you know, the movie City Slickers and that one thing. And I just more every day I realise how important it is to find something that will give your life meaning, give you, every day you wake up excited about possibilities and all that sort of stuff. So, tell us about some of the with your music, because obviously that's a great passion of yours.
Mm-hmm.
You've played, I know you've played at the ESPY in,
yes,
St Kilda.
You were there.
I was there.
It was a Saturday night.
I was throwing my undies at you.
And they ended up on the end of my guitar. Do you want them back, actually?
No, mate, you can throw them out. Okay. I think they've well and truly been. No, leave that alone. So where else have you performed, and what are some of the highlights?
Look, we've done every infamous and not so famous place in Melbourne, pretty much. We've done the indie band circuit all throughout Melbourne. We've done a few other things along the coast as well. But tell us,
what's the funniest experience you've had?
Ah, look, there is a classic. A few years ago now, we played a gig in Richmond, and it was the gentleman that organised the gig for us. He sort of really talked it up. You know, I've got this great room and this new sound system, and you're going to love it. And we get there, and it looked a bit like an Arabian lounge. It was upstairs at a pub in Richmond, which I won't name. And the sound system was just terrible. And as the evening progressed, we kicked into the first song, and then there was this silent moment in the song, and all you could hear through the PA was this Arabic radio music. Just, and we've termed it ever since as the Iraqi radio incident.
So they've cut you off and, yep, played their Arabian music.
Absolutely.
They weren't happy with Hotel Jacob,
were
they?
It was like, it was something along those lines. It just tuned in something from Iraq. and everybody sort of exited the building fairly quickly after that.
I can imagine they did. Okay. And what else? I was going to ask you something. Tell me, what is it about music that excites you so much? Why is it that, what's the passion? Where does it come from? What is it? How do you feel when you're playing? Why does it get you excited?
Well, for us, it's definitely about writing something, creating something that you're putting out there and getting a response. I mean, you can be playing a gig and there'll be there, you know, 100 people in the room. There'll just be one person that you've never seen before that's actually really getting into what you're playing, and that's enough. That's enough to actually really excite you and keep you going. But just to be able to record music, put it out there, and have positive feedback and then leave a legacy that, you know, years after we've stopped playing, people will potentially still be playing that music.
Mate, just stop you there, because that's another really important message, isn't it? And I think, you know, in life, we travel through life. Oh, I'm getting a bit philosophical here. We travel through life. But when you can do something that you know is having a positive impact on other people and will continue to do so long after you're gone from this planet, because your CDs, well, I'm sure there won't be CDs when you're dead and buried. There'll be something else incredibly sophisticated. But, you know, something that you can leave, you can leave a legacy and something that...
Absolutely.
That's exciting, isn't it? Like, absolutely. And that gives life passion and excitement when you know you actually can leave a legacy.
It's that thing that gets you out of bed in the morning, like you're talking about before. You know, it's it excites. You'd know it yourself, writing books and being an author.
I do. So now, here's the question though: is, I mean, if you're working full time and, you know, you're trying to do everything in life that there is to do, and there's, like, you ask any person on the street, how are you, and they'll say one word, they'll say busy. Like, it's almost like a badge of honour. Busy. Everyone's busy, 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 but no one's really doing the things they love doing. So I know you and your gorgeous partner, Lynn, have been obviously playing around with some things, some business ideas and projects, and we're not going to go into details with them now because that's not the whole idea. But you've been creating another income, and I know you've been doing that so that you can focus on the things you're passionate about. And I know that's something that's important to me, for me to be able to write. I know that when I'm writing a book, no one's paying me. When you're writing music, no one's paying you. Hopefully
correct.
One day that might happen.
Yeah.
So it is, I mean, how important is it for you to have another income that gives you some time to do those things?
Incredibly, incredibly important. Just the fact of being able to create time, I guess that's what everybody is craving, more time. You know, those people walking around saying that they're busy, 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 they actually want more time to do the things that they want. So, you know, for us, it's all been about, you know, just focusing on ways that we could create money that didn't necessarily require huge input of time. It might require some time up front, but being able to free us up later and give us our time back is really important to us to pursue the things that we want.
So. And so what are some of the other things that, I mean, you've obviously got some big goals and dreams and things you want to do other than music. What are some of the other things that you and Lynn are working towards?
Look, there's hundreds of them, but some of them are just a certain property that we saw that we want to own in our life that's got, you know, significant value to us from family heritage, that sort of thing. There's lots of things just to have, and most of those things actually revolve around time, which is funnily enough, it's either time or money that people want, and people that want their time usually need money to fund themselves to have that time. Most of our things are related to around that.
Yes.
Yes.
So it is. So there's another little take-home message. We keep on giving here on the High Performance
Gold
Show. Give and give and give until it hurts. And that, I mean, we get sold, and I was sold it, and most people are sold it, that, you know, you get an education, you get a job, and you'll be cool. Now, we all know at the moment, financially, in the economic situation, that's not necessarily the way to go. And I also know lots of people that have got a great job but still don't have the things they want because they don't have time and all that sort of stuff. So I think, you know, looking at other ways to fund or create multiple sources of income just gives you options and choices so that you can get out there and live the things you're passionate about.
It certainly does.
Now, speaking of passion and messages and stuff, we have a competition that we're running, and that is to SMS in a movie that has had an impact on your life. We've already had a couple of SMSs in. We'll hold them until the end. But and movies are, I think, a fantastic medium, as is music, you know, because you can escape in a movie, but it can also, you know, maybe trigger or feelings that might, you know, that might
get emotionally involved
to actually do something. And there's some fantastic, I mean, we talked about movies like Shawshank Redemption. I mean, there's probably not many people out there that haven't seen it, but that's one of those movies that is real tough, you know, going through adversity but having that hope that and anything is possible at the end of the day. When, you know, that movie is that a true story?
I don't know whether it is, but it'd be a damn good story if it's true.
Oh, incredible story. I mean, again, if you haven't seen Shawshank Redemption, do yourself a favour and go out and get it. But yes, SMS to 0414 973315. That's 0414 973315. If you know or have seen a movie that has had a positive impact on your life and what that impact has been, so do that. Don't muck around, because it is now currently 1:42 on Saturday the 12th of September. We're going to just play another song. This is one of my favourites. I played it last week. I'm playing it again. The great thing about being, you know,
your
having
boss.
Your own radio show is you can just play whatever you want. So this is the Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling.
dreamt of working in the music, audio or film industry? Well, it's time to let SAE help make your dream a reality. At Victoria's largest entertainment technology college, you can study audio engineering, electronic music production or digital filmmaking. With course intakes currently enrolling for March, now's the time to get your career in the entertainment industry happening. Study full-time or part-time in our Fee Help approved diploma or accelerated two-year degree programs. Check SAE.edu or give us a call on 1-800-SAE-EDU and see where your dreams could take you. Sponsoring Southern FM.
Every day, as a Vinnie's volunteer, we help many people who are trapped by their circumstances.
Facing a future with little choice or hope, they fear they have nowhere to turn.
Every day, over 5,000 Australians turn to Vinnie's for help. Vinnie's Winter Appeal brings much-needed warmth into many lives, adding comfort and hope. Please donate online at vinnies.org.au or call 13 18 12. That's 13 18 12.
You're tuned to the great Bayside sounds of 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, Southern FM it is. 88.3 on the FM dial. Andrew Jobling is my name. This is the High Performance Show. Sitting in the studio with Greg Watt, who is a superstar.
Thank you.
Hey, because how would you describe your music? Greg is just, sorry, Greg, just if you've just tuned in, we're speaking with Greg Watt, who is he's in a band, a very successful band called Hotel Jaco. And we're going to talk a bit more about Hotel Jaco. What sort of music do you play? How would you describe it?
Loosely termed indie rock, but
indie rock,
independent rock. But it's,
what does that mean?
Well, generally it means that it's got an up-tempo beat, and you're independent. You're not signed to a major label and being manufactured.
Okay. Mm. So you're like rebel rock.
Rebel rock,
a breakaway rock.
We love that idea. We love
so
that idea.
Are you like? Do you ever like smash guitars and?
Have been tempted to, but they're bloody expensive.
Yeah, that's not, what about ripping your shirt off?
Well,
mate, you've got the bod.
No, well,
Lynn, you are one lucky girl.
Dion, our drummer, has been known to rip his shirt off on certain occasions.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, time hasn't treated us that well.
Listen, that's a difficult ask when you're drumming. How do you rip your shirt off while you're drumming?
He usually gets a stick caught in it, actually.
And just accidentally rips it off.
And then the laughter from the rest of the band usually results in sticks hitting you in the back of the head while you're playing, which is not much fun.
So, okay, cool. Now, what instrument do you play, Greg?
I'm a bass guitarist, but I play guitar as well, not necessarily in Hotel Jaco, but elsewhere.
What about your, have you got the sultry voice? Do you belt out a few tunes at the same time?
Oh, look, I try to leave that to my brother, really, because he's the one with the voice. But, you know, look, you'll hear me squawking in the background every
squawking.
Now and again.
Squawking.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're probably getting a feel for Greg. He's a pretty mild-mannered, like, nice guy. Like, he's the sort of guy you would take home to meet your mum. But wait till you see him on stage, and if you ever get an opportunity to see Hotel Jaco, I'll tell you what, this man's got white line fever. He gets it on that stage and he turns into a crazy animal. I could not recognise you, mate. I thought, who is that crazy animal up there just jumping around? And then you get off stage and you're back to, it's a little bit like Clark Kent and Superman.
Yes,
we run into your phone box and there you are.
We have those rock star superhero suits on under our normal everyday clothes. But it's just about living in the moment. You know, if you're going to be there and you're on a stage and you've got people there and you're playing loud music, be in the moment,
mate,
and do it.
There, stop, hold the phone, everyone. Another amazing message from Mr. Greg. Live in the moment. What an incredible thought. And how many of us actually do live in the moment? We're all worried about everything that we should be doing. Enjoy the moment. Because I guess that is, it is, isn't it? When you're on stage, it's just, you're there. So enjoy it and love it and live it and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. It wasn't always like that, though. In the early days, it was tough to be in the moment. Stage fright and all the rest of it. But time and persistence, and you actually do let yourself out.
Oh, fantastic. It's currently 10 minutes to 2, so time is rapidly running out, which it always tends to do, and we've still got lots to talk about. But I just want to talk quickly. You've got a CD in the pipeline.
Yep.
Which is exciting.
It's very exciting.
So the songs, they're all written?
Pretty much. At the rate we're writing songs at the moment, though, there's new ones popping out every week. So,
where does the inspiration come from for your? I mean, you write obviously songs and music. Where does your inspiration come from?
It's a collective. We're kind of strangers. It's a bit of a collective thing. Chris, our guitarist, is a very unique and talented individual, and he usually comes up with a rhythm or a melody that we all sort of usually feed off in a studio, and from there we just sort of construct it in the moment, really. We're not like a, we don't set out, okay, we're going to write a song about such and such. It's a very in the moment kind of process for us.
Yep.
And we just all get together in a studio once or twice a month, and with the sole intention of, let's go in here, put everything forward, be open, and see what comes out at the other end. And that's where it comes from.
So, I mean, when you're recording, I mean, I've got no idea, really. I'm just totally transparent, mate. I've got no idea. You know, obviously there's a lot involved with putting together a CD. Because, yep. I mean, how many times are you going to play a song and try before you actually say, yep, that's the one we're going to put on the CD? How many attempts would you have at it? How long's the process to actually...
It's there's a couple of levels in that process. First, there's the band process, and I guess the advantage we've got is we've been playing music together for quite a long time, so we know what's going to work and what's not going to work pretty much right out of the gate sort of thing. But then there's just gigging it live, you know, trying things out on live, putting your newest song that you've just come up with last night, not being scared to actually put it on stage the next night, which we do quite often, and then just judging, engaging in a response, talking to people and seeing what they think, because ultimately you're looking to put something out there that people like and want to listen
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Good one. So, I mean, I can imagine when you are producing a CD, you know, there would be a lot of late nights.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of pizza.
A
lot of energy drinks.
Absolutely, lots of energy drinks.
There might be a little bit of tension sometimes. Yeah. I know you get on well, but is there any time you really felt like taking your bass guitar and smacking it over your brother's head?
Oh, look, that's pretty much a daily occurrence, really. But you know,
so he wears a helmet too.
Yeah,
he does. Practice,
and it's vice versa too, I'm sure. But
and the drummer, you've got to be careful what he does with those sticks if you aggravate him.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And in fact, you know, Dan, our drummer, is probably one of the most influential members, really, to getting our songs together. He's got a great mind for how a song should come together, so he's a very valuable part of the
good
team.
So you don't want to hit him with the bass guitar?
No, plus he's going for his black belt in karate this year.
Okay, so. Well, you'll break your guitar and get your nose smashed across your face, so you don't want to do that. Now, the next, obviously an important part of this, to get your music out there, like it's one thing to record a CD, it's one thing to do a few gigs, but how do you get your CD out there? How do you market your CD? What avenues have you taken to try and sell your music?
Everything, really. And the music industry is such a changing landscape at the moment. It's virtually moving into a digital environment. You know, how many people actually go out there and buy CDs from a record store these days? It's more the hardcore fans. So, I mean, we made a very conscious decision with the last album to actually get it out on iTunes so that we could get a worldwide distribution straight away. So it's the digital realm is where it's at to market yourself, really, for music these days.
So iTunes, you get a lot of hits and you get a lot of sales and stuff through iTunes.
Yeah,
so
for
people
sure.
buy is out of like, again, I'm an old fuddy duddy, you know, CD pen and paper kind of dude. How does that work with iTunes? What, you just download it onto what, an iPod or
onto your computer? You buy it online basically, and per song online, and then upload it to your portable audio device, whatever that may be, an iPod, and you know.
So do people buy the whole CD or the whole album, or do they just buy individual songs? Or
it's usually our whole album obviously is available there, but you know, these days it tends to be a lot of bands are actually releasing one song at a time. Like even the big bands, the Pearl Jams of the world, the Coldplays, they'll actually release one song at a time, week by week, so that people buy it one song at a time, and then hopefully they like it and they eventually go and buy the CD. So it's definitely changed from the days of going down the record store.
Sure has. So, mate, now you've got a website.
We do, www.hoteljaco.com.
Do you want to spell that? Because, I mean, hotel is a tough one to spell.
H-O-T-E-L and Jayco as in the caravan, J-A-Y-C-O.com.
So where did the name come from? How did you come up with Hotel
That's
Jayco?
Another story altogether.
Keep it quick, mate, because we're running out of time.
A good friend of the band, he got kicked out of home. He was living in a caravan in his his workshop,
right.
And he used to invite the ladies back to Hotel Jayco.
Oh, I like it.
And, it sort of became a bit of a story around the band.
Fantastic. Well, listen, get on the website, www.hoteljayco, H-O-T-E-L-J-A-Y-C-O.com.
Indeed.
We're worldwide on the web. Keep an eye on the website and you'll see some of the upcoming gigs for Hotel Jayco. We're coming towards the end, but what we need to do now is have a look at some of our SMSs. We've had a few. And we remember we were asking people to SMS in a movie that has had a significant impact, and we've had a couple. We've had John has sent us an SMS, and he said Braveheart was a movie that's had an impact on him. And Braveheart, team of people.
Chris sent in Braveheart Chris sent in Braveheart as well, yeah.
It was Chris.
Yeah.
John. I don't know. I've just written it down. You know, Chris and John look very similar. So it was Chris. Braveheart, team of people against all odds, which is great. Another one, Simone has sent in an SMS and she has said A Beautiful Life.
Indeed. What a movie.
And she said that was an incredible movie about just facing and handling adversity. Thank you, Simone. We've had a bit of a humorous one here. Josh, you crazy kid. Josh has said this movie is There Is Something About Mary, and I'm thinking, what could possibly be impactful about There's Something About Mary? He said, well, I went out and found my wife, whose name is Mary. So well done, Josh. And we have, from Sarah, the movie is Sleepless in Seattle, and the message is take a chance, because that...
Oh, Sarah.
Meg Ryan in that movie certainly took a chance to find love. So thank you, Sarah. Great.
Escape mass tourism. In the Tasmanian Tarkine rainforest lies the Karinna Wilderness Experience, an ancient, unbroken tract of rainforest showing a world beyond human memory. Kayak, walk, boat, fish and birdwatch your way through an unforgettable wild edge experience while enjoying ensuited, eco-friendly retreats. Karinna.com.au. Visit CORINNA.com.au. Sponsoring Southern FM.
At Clarity Coaching, we work with an array of clients from stay-at-home mums and individuals wanting to take their goals to the next level, or executives in small to medium enterprises looking at developing, expanding and reinvigorating their businesses in their chosen careers. Coaching works on so many levels and with such a diverse range of people, situations and goals. Contact Clarity Coaching for life and business coaching on 0400 862 793 or www.claritycoaching.com.au. Looking for a break? Then the Hyatt Regency Coolum is the place to stay on the Sunshine Beach in Queensland. Take away your cares and worries and stay in one of their luxurious villas set among the 360 acres of tropical forest and enjoy their superb local or international cuisine at one of the resort's many restaurants and bars. Relax and enjoy a game of golf where the Australian PGA Championship is held. Visit the Hyatt Regency Coolum on www.coolum.regency.hyatt.com. Join us later for more of Melbourne's